Well, how can we practically not to be fashioned according to this age? Well, you need to have the Recovery Version app on your phone. And you need to have the 500 Life Study app on your phone. You need to get all kinds of resources that the brothers serving at Living Stream, they put so much time and energy into. You need to get them on your smartphone. Instead of getting notification from some kind of apps tell you to watch the next episode of something, you need the apps to tell you to read your Bible. You know, the other day I got a notification. It tells me to redeem my time. Then I realized, oh, that's my Recovery Version app. I haven't read the Bible the last, you know, I missed my Bible reading schedule. Well, we need all these tools to help us. So tonight we'd like to spend the rest of the time before the number of announcements to get into all these wonderful things and tools that the Living Stream has put out together and put together. And before I get into that, I'd like to read a few sentences from the life study of Genesis chapter 61. And it's quite interesting that when the servant, if you remember the story, right, came to Rebekah, and Rebekah is going back to Isaac. And Rebekah was riding on what? Do you remember? Riding on a camel through the desert. So eventually Rebekah reached to Isaac. So this is the Brother Lee's interpretation on this. He says, according to Leviticus 11, a camel is unclean, yet it is useful. Many of today's conveniences are not clean in the eyes of God. For sure, the phones, the laptops, all these things, we will share more with the parents tomorrow night. But these things are not clean. Nevertheless, they enable us to travel through the desert. When we meet him, we shall leave the camels. So we have to thank the Lord. We have the internet. We have the smartphones. We have all kinds of things. These are not clean things. These are unclean. But these are modern conveniences. They help us to reach our bridegroom, Isaac. Right? We have to utilize these things so that we can get to the Lord Jesus. So we thank the Lord that the brothers put all these tools for us so that we're able to get into the ministry, that we're able to have everything digitally so conveniently on our phone. Okay, so when you go to the, brothers, can you turn the next slide? If you have your phone with you, you might not have the reception, but if you go to lsm.org daily, you will see these five different categories. And this website is being redesigned, not just for the laptop, browser, but for your mobile phone. You can easily get to each section. The first section is on this matter of the Holy Word, Holy Bible Recovery Version. And there you can easily download it, whether you have the iPhone or the Android, right? They're available for all different systems. And you can download it for free. Okay, it's also available in both English and Spanish. Isn't this good to have the Recovery Version on our phones? You know, sometimes in our home meeting, some of the new ones, they're struggling, they Google, you know, trying to find the verses. Well, the NIV pops out, all kinds of different versions pops out. You can tell them, download the Recovery Version, right? They can have the Recovery Version text, both in English and Spanish. Actually, the Chinese-speaking meeting, the brothers are sharing with the Chinese-speaking saints, there's also a version in Chinese. So it's available in all these major languages. And this is not just the text. You have the complete text of the Holy Bible, right? All the books and all the texts of the Recovery Version. You also have the outlines, the footnotes, the cross-references, charts, and maps. Actually, the complete Recovery Version, what you have in this hardbound, is being digitized in this app. You have everything in this app. And in the app, you can also search verses and footnotes. You know, this search function is so convenient and so wonderful. The other day, I was trying to share with the saints on the gospel. I just remember something concerning the Lord, right? When the Lord saw the sinners, the verses that he was filled with compassion. But I couldn't find the verses. I don't know where the verses are. And I just went to my Recovery Version app, I type in compassion. Wow, all kinds of verses pop out. Matthew, Mark, Luke. And the Lord saw them. He says the Lord was filled with compassion. And the Lord healed them. Right? That's our Lord Jesus. He's a God of compassion. But without this app, I would not be able to share with the saints. At least I won't have the verses. I could tell them that, well, there are some verses about the Lord's passion, compassions. But now I can quote all the verses, right, from the Gospels and from different places. So these are search functions. These searches text and footnotes and everything. And in this app, you can also highlight. You can annotate, tag, and even bookmark. You know, a lot of times we read the Bible, we don't remember after we read the Bible. Well, you would be able to highlight and even tag. You can put a bookmark on that you can remember all these wonderful verses and footnotes that you have read. And also in this app, the latest version, you can listen to the Bible. This app will read the Bible to you while you're driving. While you're walking your dog, while you're doing something, you just click on read, listen to the Bible. This app will read the recovery version to you. Okay, so this is the latest update. And also in this app, you can create different reading profiles. I didn't know this before. You can customize the reading profile. Maybe, you know, small group, you're reading a book. The church has a schedule. The different schedule, you can create different profiles to help you to remember a different section of the Bibles that you're reading. The saints, of course, there's a little cost, right, to the footnotes. You can download this app and get the text for free, but you have to pay a little price to get the footnotes and everything else. It's only $19.99. And so this bothered me a lot of times. The saints are willing to spend money on many things. For somehow, it comes to the ministry. The saints don't want to spend the money. They would rather go to some kind of pirated websites to download the Holy Word for Morning Revival. They wouldn't go to the app store, pay $3.50 just to have a copyrighted version. Well, this recovery version app, if you pay $19.99, you will have all the features that I just explained to you. Last time I checked, a bowl of ramen noodle costs $20. And not including tax and tips. You know, with my family of five, it's always over like $100, right, just for a meal. But anyway, $19.99, you can have all the features, the footnotes, cross-references, the maps, the search function, everything of this recovery version app. And I'm not trying to sell you this, but maybe I am, okay? Go pay for it. This app is wonderful, especially the search function. Okay, next section, you have this matter of the studying the truth. We all want to get into the truth, and especially this matter of the life studies. In Northern California, we've been reading the life studies the past about 10 years, right? We finished a number of books. So now we have this new app called the 500 Life Studies. You can create customized reading schedules to track your progress. If you have a reading schedule with a new one, you can customize the schedule. You can have a NorCal schedule or your home meeting, you're reading a different schedule. All these things can be customized within this app. And when you reach a certain milestone, this app will encourage you, give you a little, what do they call it, badges. Yeah, they give you badges. Just like your Apple Watch, right? You ran certain miles, give you a badge. Well, this life study app will give you a badge when you reach certain numbers of life studies to track our progress. And since we have to read the life studies, we have so many printed books out there, right? We can get the books in print. Actually, later on we will share, there's a bundle of discount that with the life studies. This is nothing like having a green hardbound, you know, life study in your hand. With the phone, still, it's a lot of distraction. But you get a text, you get some kind of notification. If you have a book, that you can spend that kind of private, intimate time with the Lord. But anyway, you can get the print copies, and there are also a built-in reader. If you don't have these life studies, this app will provide all the life studies, 1984 messages. They're all within this app. Of course, the best way to read the life study is to subscribe to ministrybooks.org. So if you go to the ministrybooks.org, it has the collective work of Watchman Nee, collective work of Witness Lee. It has all the books of the ministry in our hands just for $80. Well, I can't even feed my family, you know, for $80 when I go out to have a meal these days. But with $80, you can have all the books of the ministry. Then you're able to search. You're able to highlight. You're able to bookmark. You can put together a checklist. And the best feature is that it reads to you. Sometimes you have these life studies and different ministry books. It's like, oh, I don't have time to read. Well, guess what? This app, this website, this ministrybooks.org will read the messages to you. Although it's AI, it's machine reading, but it's not a bad reading. It will read to you. But saints, these are a wonderful feature, right, to help us to get into the ministry. And you have all the life studies are here, right, all the ministry books. Then you can subscribe to unlock all the titles and features. Okay, so that's how to study the truth. You have to subscribe to this ministrybooks.org. For those who of us who have subscribed and been using it, it's such a blessing, right? You have all the books there. You can search anything you could find in the ministry. You can highlight them. It keeps everything in your fingertips. Okay, the next feature is called Share with Friends. And a lot of times we read something in the ministry, we're like, oh, this is so good. I'd like to share it with my friends. And there's a section called The Nuggets and Gems from the Bible. These are mainly little booklets from the life study of John. You have you remember different type of persons, how the Lord interact with them. So you have the life's meeting every person's need. So this Nuggets and Gems from the Bible, you have these 22 booklets, and they're available for free. You go to the website, you go to this section, you can download all these booklets for free. And you can share with your friends. You can forward them these Nuggets and Gems of the Bible, right? That mainly from the life study of John. So we hope that we can all utilize this when we enjoy these messages that we can share with our friends. And there's another section called Sing and Praise. You might not know a lot of hymns are actually on the YouTube channel. And even some of the Brother Lee's messages that the brothers, the Living Stream Ministry, have been putting them out on YouTube. You can actually just go to the YouTube and watch some of these latest messages related to the conferences that are given by Brother Lee. So all these things are available. Here's a quote here by Charles Wesley on this matter of singing. He says, the theology people believe is the theology they sing. So we have to sing our hymns, right? If we are we're getting into these high peak of the divine revelation, we need to sing these hymns. We need to enjoy these hymns, and we need to share these hymns with others. So here you can find the hymns of life and truth. And they're all available on YouTube and many of these streaming platforms. So, saints, there are so many resources and so many these tools out there. We have to learn and find out, right, where they are. Not only we ourselves need to enjoy them, we need to share with the ones in our small group. We need to share with the saints. Share with our children. Right? Share with the young people and college students. Let's fill our phone, right? Fill our time with this wonderful ministry. And lastly, there is a wonderful newsletter called Having This Ministry. If you have not subscribed to it, you need to subscribe this digital newsletter. And we put out these QR codes out there, actually at the Amana book section. You can find these QR code, and you can subscribe to this digital newsletter called Having This Ministry. It will give you different kind of updates. Like recently, there is the distribution of the Bible at Addis Ababa. You can find that in the latest having this ministry. It gives you different section, ministry excerpts concerning the recent conferences and trainings. You have different sections there. You know, the first issue of this newsletter having this ministry, the first article is on the LSM logo. Many people have asked in the past, well, what is this Living Stream logo? You know, it looks so complicated. What does this mean? Well, if you go to this having this ministry volume, what they call the issue number one, you can find the background, the history of the logo, and give you a diagram on the every little thing where this logo right came about. So you can actually see it on the screen. It's the next page on the Living Stream logo. So there are many helpful things, like the purpose of the recovery version with the footnotes. Right? How many people have asked, well, what's the purpose of the recovery version? We might not know how to answer them. Well, here you have an article talking about the purpose of the recovery version. So you can find many of these things in this newsletter. A report from India, right? On the there's an article called The Recovery Version, Why Another Translation of the Bible. Didn't someone ask you before this question, they said, oh, I have my King James Version. I'm using this New International Version. I'm using this version, that version. Well, why do I need a recovery version? Well, here you have an article to help us, right, to know how to explain this to the new ones. And what makes a good hymn? Do you know we have all these wonderful hymns in the Bible, in our hymnal? And I heard from the brothers the other day, Brother Lee picked all these hymns out of the 10,000 hymns. He went into all the hymns, studied them, then eventually we end up with our hymnal. So what makes a good hymn? Why did this hymn ended up in our hymnal but not this other hymn? Right? So you have an article that talks about what makes a good hymn. And you have, again, different reports. Well, because of time, maybe we can go to the end. You can subscribe the Living Stream Ministry on the Instagram, also on Twitter. Don't subscribe to other things, but you have to subscribe to the Living Stream Ministry. Right? It will give you all the updates. Living Stream is actually on social media. It will give you the scripture and ministry quotes. Right? It will give you the announcements about the new books, products, and features. And you will have the information about the coming events. All these things are being sent right to your Twitter account, to the Instagram. You have the updates about the latest YouTube channel and newsletter. So all these things are available to us. Well, saints, I've done my sales pitch, right? I hope you will download all these apps. And it's not too much to pay for it. Right, we had to pay. You think the ministry did all this for free? They were able to. There are many full-time serving ones. We need to support these serving ones, right? These serving ones on our behalf. They put in their time and energy. Many gave up their golden futures to labor on the ministry, so that we can have all these tools. We can have the word so convenient to us. And I hope we would consider this, and you go to the website, right, consider different features. Let's have all these things, right, all these ministry, all these tools on our phone, so we can be filled with the ministry. We can be filled with the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in us richly.